I'm Jorge Gestoso. On today's podcast, the National Electoral Council of Venezuela announced the date for the presidential elections, July the 28th. A special electoral registrations will be held both nationally and internationally from March the 18th to April the 16th. The presentations of applications of the candidates will be from March 21st to March 25th, while the selection of the members of the subaltern organizations will be on March the 20th, and the electoral campaign from July the 4th to July the 25th. In the US, former President Donald Trump and current President Joe Biden advanced in their candidacy for the White House after Super Tuesday, where more than 15 states participated in the primaries to define the Democratic and Republican candidates for the executive branch. Both Trump and Biden achieved important delegates like Virginia, North Carolina, Vermont, and Iowa, widely overcoming their main rivals. And in Peru, the president of the Council of Ministers, Alberto Otarola, presented his resignation after the controversy over his alleged involvement in a corruption case. This way, Otarola forces the resignation of the entire cabinet of Dina Boluarte, who will now must assemble a new cabinet and present it to the legislative. Meanwhile, the social organizations call for national march and a demonstration on March the 6th to defend the institutionality of the National Board of Justice, which has been attacked by the Congress. And that's our news. I'm Jorge Gestoso. Please join me on another podcast of The News with Jorge Gestoso. Talk to you then.